Okay, Yuma Daf Tesem Udalef towards the end of the Amud, starting a new Agadah about Mishkan Shiloi. Mishkan Shiloi, it's called a Mishkan, not a Bais, not a Bais HaMikdash, because in the first hundreds of years in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't build yet a building, but they used the Yerios of the Mishkan. They had real walls, so in that terms, in terms of the walls, it was a bais, but there was no roof. There was the Yerios of the Mishkan instead. So that's Mishkan Shiloi, and eventually there was a chubin in Mishkan Shiloi. So the Gemara asks, "Mipneima chov Shiloi? Omar Rabbi Yochanan b'Tosfos, Mipneima chov Shiloi? What was the aveiros that caused the chubin of Mishkan Shiloi?" Zog di Gemara, "Pnei shehoyu bo shnei dvorim, gilui arayis ubizoyin kodshim." These two aveiros caused the chubin. So gilui arayis is like, we'll see later in Bais and Chuban Bais HaMikdash also, this was one of the Gimel Aveiros that caused the Chuban. Bizayin Kochim is a Bazundur Aveiro that has, Bizayin Kochim is maybe not as Chomer as Gilui Arayis. Gilui Arayis is one of the Gimel Chamuris, but Bizayin Kochim is directly related to the Chuban, because obviously if you're not being mechabed the Beis HaMikdash and the Korbanis, so you're not roit it, you're not roit to have it. The Kohanim are being mevazed the Korbanis, as we'll see, so it's taken away. It's not you're not treating it right. This is directly related. It's not as I take a veiva. Gilui arayis dichsi ve'eli zokin meoid ve'shoma eskol asher yasun bonov lechol Yisrael. So Eli Azokin, he was the Kohen Gadol, he was the Shofet, and his sons, when he was old, his sons took over and they were the Kohanim in charge. And he heard that they were having Gilui Arayis with women that were coming to the Mishkan to bring Korbanis. Nashim Atzev Yispesach El Moed. So they took advantage of them when they were coming to bring Korbanis. That's the Pshuta Shel Mikra, that it was Gilui Arayis Mamish, right? That's the Pashas, the words of the Pasuk. So that's Gilui Arayis, that caused the Chubin. The Kohanim themselves were doing the Gilui Arayis. Now the Gemara says, Ve'af al gav, the Omar Rab Shmuel ben Nachmoni, Omar Rab Yochanan, Kol Omer b'nei Eli Chotu, Einoy Elotoye. So there's a Memra similar to what we have by Reuven and David, that you shouldn't learn this pasuk kipshutai, even though in pshuta and pashti dekra, it sounds like they were chayte, but it's wrong. It's a wrong understanding of the pasuk. So what's the pshat in the pasuk? So first of all, any time when the Gemara says such a thing, also when it's about David, so it doesn't mean that there was no chayte at all. When he's saying kol oimer chatu ein elotoye, it doesn't mean that nothing was wrong. It just means this big chait that sounds like they did, like the Gilui Arayis in this case, that's not kipshuta. It wasn't mamish Gilui Arayis. It was something less chomer. Just the Navi is, the Torah is considering it as if it's Gilui Arayis. So this is important to point out. Anytime the Gemara says this, mashallah, the Gemara on Shabbos, when the Gemara says this about David, "Kolaimel David chata ein el toye." So Rashi says, "Kolaimel David." I think Rashi says, "Kolaimel David chata be'eshes ish ein el toye." Not that it wasn't chayte at all, but not the big chayte be'eshes ish. So also here, that's what it means. So the Gemara is asking, how could you say they were chayte in Gilui Arayis? Ein el toye. And what's the pshat? Mitoich shesho es kineim miho male aleihem akosuv ki ilu shchovu. Dahinu, they did something else, less chomer, that the Navi is considering it as if it was gilu yarayis, it's ki'ilu gilu yarayis, and that's why they are being charged with the gilu yarayis, and we are saying that the Mishkan was nechrav because of gilu yarayis. Yeah, that's how the Ritva is touching up the Gemara here. Yeah, before we explain exactly what was the Avera they did, actually, yeah, but basically the Ritva, what's going on here, we're saying it's not Gilui Arayis Mamish, it's Ki'ilu Gilui Arayis. However, Zok the Ritva, Afal Gavdali Havi Gilui Arayis Mamish, Mikol Mokoyim Hari Akosiv Kuroi Gilui Arayis. So that's enough for us to say that Shiloi was Chariv because of Gilui Arayis. That's the Pashas Negimov. Now, the thing is, again, before we go into what exactly they did, the thing is, you can see in the Maseiros HaShas, Ois Hey, you have it? And Ois, no, not in Maseiros HaShas, there's a Haggai here on the side, I don't know if you have it. Some of the Gemaras. Anyway, the Ritva himself points out, you have a different Gilsa there by the Va'afal Gavdoma? Some Gemaras, they have another Gilsa on the side. But anyway, the Ritva already says, V'yesh Gilsim, here?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, they don't have any more Gemaras. V'yesh Gilsim, Upligo the Rab Shmuel Ben Nachmani. Instead of Va'afal Gavdoma Rab Shmuel Ben Nachmani, there's a Gilsa Upligo the Rab Shmuel Ben Nachmani, Azeizok the Ritva. Now, if you look in Rashi, not here, but in on the pasuk in Navi, on this pasuk of Eli Zakin Moi, the pasuk we just read, so it sounds like Rashi's Gilsa in our Gemara was like the Ritva. Why? Because when Rashi is touching up the pasuk there, Rashi says, "Kipshutoi, it was Gilui Arayis Mamish." That it was something else, that it's just Ki'ilu Gili Arayis. Azayzak Rashi. Where did Rashi find this machloikis? Al Kochoch, Rashi was Goyris, like the Ritva's other Gilsa, that when the Gemara said Gilui Arayis first, it meant Kipshuta Gilui Arayis Mamish. Dehainu. The svar for this is Vaistois. It's not enough that the pasuk calls it Gilui Arayis, calls it Yishkivunas Anoshim for accusing them and saying officially that Shiloh was Chariv because of Gilui Arayis. If it was not Gilui Arayis, how could the Gemara make such a statement? Rabbi Yochanan ben Tirsa is saying Mipnimachov Shiloh Mipnei Gilui Arayis, right? And then we say, wait a minute, Be'etzim FLP that there wasn't really Gilui Arayis, but it's something else, but it's called Gilui Arayis, right? That's how the Ritva is touching up the Gemara, but it's a shtickle chiddush, it's a shtickle doichak. You see, the Ritva says klima. FLP God, it wasn't real Gilui Arayis, but it was Kiil Gilui Arayis. But how could you start with such a statement that Shiloh was chav because of Gilui Arayis? Lemaisa, there was no Gilui Arayis there. So that's why it's a shtickle doichak according to our Gilsa. See, according to our Gilsa, this is another thing about our Gilsa, you see it in Mud Beis. It says, Miho male aleihem akosuv. Miho. So I think the word Miho, Mistam, is only according to our Gilsa. The Hainu is saying that Chach, it's the Navi is calling it Gilui Arayis. Miho male aleihem akosuv. According to the other Gilsa, the Ritva, the Gilsa the Ritva brings and Rashi and Navi, so the Pshat is Pashit. Rabbi Yochanan ben Tirsa understood the Pashit Pshutai. And that's why he's saying that Shiloh was Chav because of Gilui Arayis. Pshutai Kimashmai. He wouldn't make such a statement if it would be a Ki'ilu. He's not saying Ki'ilu, he's saying Gilui Arayis. So he's accusing them of the real thing. Because he's taking the Pashit literally. Then the Gemara says, "Upligadim Banachmoni." Vay states this Rabbi Yochanan doesn't look like Rabbi Shimon Banachmoni. Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yochanan also, by the way, there. According to that, it's Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan ben Tirsa. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's not Kipshuta, and if you say it's Kipshuta, you tie it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Tirsa holds no, it is Kipshuta. So Rabbi Yochanan would never say it was chav because gilui arise, because it wasn't really gilui arise. So that's the other gilsa here, and that's what seems Rashi also. That's the gilsa Rashi had. It's the way it's Rashi and Nov. So what's the other chait? So according to Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Rav Yochanan, what did they actually do? Sheshiu is kineim. Zokt Rashi, what's sheshiu is kineim? Kinim. We know kinim is masechta kinim. Kinim is korbanis of oifis that noshim bring for different things. Korbanis of mechus v'kipurim tumas. A korbanis of a yeledis, korban of a zava. So this is a korban that completes the process of the tahara. After the zivus, after the leida,
right.
And that enables them to. No, they already told the balei before the korban, but the korban enables them to eat kachim, to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Shehayu mevim bimlois yemei lidosom litoheh lechol bekachim. It's only legabi lechol bekachim. So what did the kohanim do? Bnei Eli. Zok Rashi v'heim oyu bali geus bali gaiva v'hoyu misrashlim back with the hainu yimamish. It was what?
Yeah, let's see.
It was a whole asik, you know, for them to convince them to bring your korban yimamish was an easy thing. V'hoyu misrashlim back with vasam, so they would delay it, they would misatzel in it. V'anoshim amtino isham achi akrivu.
What's
one case? Second. What? So he said, that's like was for the they were like yeah. They didn't just you brought a korban, so they took it and were makifit. You had to convince them, you had to bribe them for it, you had to they took charge as if it's up to them, and it wasn't so easy for you to persuade them to bring your korban. Yeah, we'll see. They soon you had to give them a lot of basra from the korban. And kitzur, it was a yeah. Second, so there's Rashi. Yeah, Rashi adds in Shabbos where you have the parallel sugya there. So Rashi adds, it's not only Rashi is like this. It took them time, you know. It was an asik till you were able to make them bring your korban. Why did the Noshim have to wait there? The point is that the Noshim had to wait there, as we'll see. Why did they have to wait? Lichura, if it takes time, leave the korban there and go home. In other words, the isha is not mechuyev to stay there till the korban is brought. She doesn't have to physically be there, yeah. There's no, you know, what does she have to be there for smicha? There's no smicha be'oifis by nashim. There's a machlekes of the smicha b'chla. So what's the so even if hayu misrashlim be'akvavasan they were baligayva was a asik till they were maskim to bring your korban, but okay, leave the korban by them and tell them okay, whenever you do it and go home. So what? Because you won't know when it's mutter for you to eat kachim. Okay, so wait a while. Eventually, they're going to be makivit. What's the chap? So the whole point here is v'hanoshim antino yishom achi yakrivu u'mishtahois milachzul imkoyim mitzil ba'aleim u'mivatli mishanoshim impil yiviriviyo. That's what Rashi here says. The point is that their attitude caused the ladies to be late to go back home.
That's why it's there was a drop of mashmois. For a second, I thought that this is mamish a heter, that they have to wait for the carbon to be brought to go back to the land.
No, that's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying they physically.
Rashi's
saying lehadio mishtais melachzulim koimon. It's well, he didn't go home. Till they brought the car, till they brought the car, and that's why there was battle for the review.
Yeah.
So the shaila is, why did they have to wait there? So what if it took time for the akvava? So Rashi and Shabbos adds that since that was the situation there with the kohanim, so you couldn't even trust him. You couldn't just leave the carbon and go because there was no guarantee that they're gonna be makiv it altogether. It wasn't just a matter of time. You had to mamish be there and sit on there, you know, to be imid al gab to make sure that eventually they're going to take care of your carbon. Otherwise, they might just leave it without hakuva at all. So you couldn't count on them. So that's why they had no choice but to mamish stay there and wait till they see that the carbon is brought. See, that's a prat that Rashi adds on Shabbos that is vital here for understanding why they had to wait. Yeah, what are you saying?
Is it only by carbon of noshim that they were misraf of the kohanim?
Mistama not, but the only by carbon of noshim it's negiah to peer v'rivya. This is coming to explain why it's called gilui arayz in the pasuk. Why it's considered a shayishkev
u'nes anoshim. I hear. This thing is just like waking me up to this inyan that the misrashal. And I'm wondering, what's going on here?
No. There's nothing to do with the
Russian
definition. So I'm answering you. Mishrashlim b'akvavosim is about kubanis in general.
Just when it comes,
as we'll see soon, the Bizayin Kachim also is about all kubanis.
Yeah.
Just the effect of this was that when it was kubanis of Nashim that came alone. To be makiv the kubanis.
I got it. Yeah,
so they were delayed going home. So that's the gilui arayz shibayim.
That was the
gilui arayz
kubanis that they misrashim.
Right. Mm-hmm. Taka will see. This is the misrashim the kubanis. Taka has to do with the bizayin kochim that we'll see soon. That was about all kubanis. You had to pay them, as we mentioned before. You had to bring them, give them more buses. So this was about a general policy about all korbanis. Just it affected the korbanis nashim in this way. Rashi says in Shabbos, "Sheshiu iskineim, shehoyu mesovim lehakriv shum korbin." Here, shum korbin elo bekoishi. Shum korbin, not just the kubanis of the noshim. Rashi says befevish in Shabbos. Ki dichsiv gam betem yakrivu zachelif. Rashi is taka shtelling too. The next gemara about the bizayin kochim that they used to ask for baser before the akvav, all kinds of things, which was something that. Was about all korbanis, right? And that's what caused the delay. Ukeshahayu zavos veyoldos bo mimokim bois mimokim achel shilu hakviv skineim veheimo yumashim milakviv. Just like they were mashe all korbanis. Ve'anoshim lo yhayu yichozok Rashi. Ve'anoshim lo yhayu yicholim lismo yichaleim sheyakvivu. That's Rashi's in Shabbos. Rashi itzofa. Until they actually saw the akvava, they couldn't go back. Only then they knew that they were tired. Yeah, the Rashi adds also likones la'azava. That's other nafkimino, not just achilas kodshim. Zokt Rashi in Shabbos lefikoch male aleim ki ilu shchavum show you mainim oisel mipiri v'rivio. The fact that they delayed them from going home. And Imela, they were Menev and the Pir of Rivio because they couldn't go back to their husband, so that's what's considered Ki'ilu Tzgili Arayz. Yeah, so that's not about the Tahara for the Baal. You let this is Tahara Lebailo after a week by a Zachar, after 2 weeks by an Akevot, but then there's a longer process of a Tahara. What's called Mechus HaKipuim, Legabi Kochim, Legabi coming to the Bias Mikdosh, Legabi Achilas Kochim. But they physically were stuck in the Mishkan, they couldn't go home, so that was preventing the period of Yerivia.
Before they were us at Lubalayim, nothing to do with
nothing
that.
To do with
they
that.
Were both Lubalayim for
them. Right. They were. It's not if. They were already before. Already before they came to the Mishkan, they were already mutter.
There's nothing. Don't tie it together with the fact
that during the days that they were stuck in the Mishkan because of the behavior of the Kohanim. Right. So that was the Bitul Pirvi review. Now, how is that considered? Why is that considered Ki'ilu Gilui Arayis? I understand that it's a bad thing that you're being Mevat L'Pirvi Rivya, but what does that have to do with Ki'ilu? They are having Gilui Arayis with these Noshim. What's the connection?
Maybe holding back an Isha from her Baal is a Me'ain of taking an Isha from the Baal. Taking away.
You're saying because by Gilui Arayis, you assuring her in her Baal, you're saying the result of the Gilui Arayis that she becomes a Surah Labayla.
So love Dafka because you're assuring her to Baal, but Bishas that you're taking an Isha.
You're saying the gzeilu should be.
Yeah.
I hear. Asher. I had a machshava. You know, there's a the mefarshim in Chumash when it comes to the ma'isi ve'uvein. Also there, you know, it says loshen shchiva va'ishkav
is
bila, and also there, yeah, Rashi brings down koloim ve'uvein chota en elotaye. So what did he do? Bilbil yitzui aviv. Yeah, so he took her bed. He took her bed out. So the Rishonim there say the Taisvis, yeah, the Daskenim Bala Taisvis and Chumash and others. That what's the pshat? So how is Reuven? How is the Torah accusing Reuven of shchiva if he did something totally different? Bilbili tzui aviv. Yeah, he switched around the beds. So Taisvis say. The pshat, they say a very interesting thing in Lashon, in the Pashtun, in Lashon HaKodesh. There's words in Lashon HaKodesh that could be used in two opposite ways. The same word could be used for two opposite meanings. Mm-hmm. For example, when it says Dishun HaMizbeach, Ledashnoi, the word Deshin in Hebrew means Afer, ashes.
Yeah.
It's another word for Afer. So when you say to be medash in the mizbeach, lichur it would mean to put afer in the mizbeach. And in reality, it means the opposite. It means to clear off the ashes from the mizbeach, to take it off. So that's one of the examples of words that in Lashon HaKodesh that could serve for two opposite meanings. So this is the mashal, the word chayrish is a root. Yeah. So. It could be used for making a root, and it could also be used lehashvish, is also sometimes used that adirab as being oiker the shayvish. Oh. It keeps.
This challenge, I can only turn it off before. Once it's on. Oh, because. Okay.
So, also here, Zak Taisfis in Chumash. When it says by Reuven, when it says shchiva,
sure.
So it means the opposite. What's the opposite? What's shchiva in the opposite meaning? Like shoyvish and deshin. Just like you could use the word deshin for clearing off the deshin, or the word shoyvish for being oikur the shoyvish. So you could use the word shchiva for preventing shchiva. Someone is preventing shchiva, so it's called that he's doing shchiva. So he made it when it says about Reuven vayishkav, it means that he was moineya the shchiva. Yeah, vayishkav is bilo. Pilegashaviv, it means he was preventing the shchiva of bilo, because he took away the bet. So to hear, I'm saying lefizeh, lefidis pshat, the yushainim. So maybe you could say pshat also now gimala. When it says about Bnei Eli, the same thing, that they were Asher Yishkevunas Anashim, so what it really means is they were Meineya the Shechiva. Just like Reuven, it says he was Shechiv, it means he was Meineya the Shechiva. Also here, they were Meineya the Shechiva of these Nashim with their Baal, with the Baalim. So that, Taka explains why it's considered Shechiva, why it's called Shechiva in the Lashon HaPasuk, But that wouldn't be enough to call it Gidiga Vais. Yeah, it's just, this is something about playing on the words. Saying Shchiva for, for preventing Shchiva. But not Giluy Arayis. So that stems better with the Girso that we're not going with Giluy Arayis now. The one that says Giluy Arayis, Rabbi Yochanan Tosfos, so Itaka holds the Pasuk is Kipshutoi. Like the other Girso. In the Gemara. And then he's Choylik on Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that it's not Kipshutoi. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not called Giluy Arayis. The Pasuk is not calling it Giluy Arayis. The Pasuk is just calling it Shchiva. So Lashon Shchiva, yeah, we could work it out that Shchiva means preventing the Shchiva. Malal emakosov kiilu shchovim, not malal emakosov kiilu also gilu yavais. Malal emakosov kiilu shchovim. Obviously, it's not a coincidence. Saying even according to Taisvis there by Reuven, it's not innocent kiilu just by chance that the Taiva is just playing on the words and calling it shchiva when it's just preventing the shchiva, just like we find by other words. Obviously, the Taiva is doing it on purpose. The Torah wouldn't do such a thing, wouldn't accuse Reuven of doing shchiva with his father's wife, just for some kind of a Lashon Kodesh thing, playing on the words.
Sure.
The same thing here. Obviously, the Torah is doing it on purpose because the Torah Taka wants to show the Chaim Hadvarim that keilu we calling it mashchiva mamish, but the way it could be justified in the words, even though there was no real shchiva here, is because of the shtikul taiva of Taisvis. I've added that the taiva is doing it on purpose. So to hear the navi is on purpose saying in such a harsh way that it might sound like there was shchiva mamish. But upon gilui arayis, there wasn't.
Even though the Gemara starts off saying that there were two, the
so we said it's a machlekes, no? According to this Gilsa, I'm saying what we said, LP Taisis and Chumash, so this would stem better with the Gilsa of the Ritvan. We said that's the Mashmash of Gil Rashi and Novi, that there's a Machlaikis here. It's not Ve'afal Gavdom of Shmuel Banachmani, but it's a Pligad of Shmuel Banachmani. Rabbi Yochanan ben Tos in the beginning of the Sugi that said that it's Gilu Yarais, he holds that it's Kipshuto, it's Mamish Gilu Yarais. And he's Choylik on the Mandaomar of Eino Yilutoi. Mandoma Eloitoi holds it's not Gilu Yarais, it's not even considered Gilu Yarais. All it is, it's Kilu Shchiva.
Right.
So we said, Rashad's Kilu Shchiva because they're being Maineva, the Shchiva of Baalayim, so that's called Shchiva, right. Because preventing Shchiva is also called Shchiva in terms of the Hebrew word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's about the Gilu Yarais. Bizoyan Kodshim. So the Fiza, we don't have to say. I'm just saying. The point is, Fiza, we don't have to say the Ritva's Kloima. We don't have to say that even the Keilu is also somehow considered Gilui Arayis. It's not. It's just a different shita. Bizayin Kodshim. What was the Bizayin Kodshim? Dichsiv gam beterem yakrivu nesachelev. Before they did the Aktoro of the Imurim of the Korbanis of any Korbanis that were brought there, lav dafka the Noshim uvona hakoyin. So The Misharis of the Kohen came to the person that brought the Korban, to the Baal HaKorban. Ve'omer le'ish ha'zeveich, he told him, to the Baal HaKorban, t'no boso litzlois la'Kohen, ve'lo yikach mimcho boso mevushol ki im chai. Hainu, he told him, the Kohen doesn't want to wait till there's going to be the Aktoro, and then you're going to cook the basar, and you can also give him a pot. He wants to get it raw, and he wants to get it ready now before the Aktoro. Lamaisa, the din is that the Kohanim only deserve from the Korban, the Matnis Kihuno, is only Chazer V'Shoik. That's the certain part that the Kohanim gets. They don't deserve anything else. So the Rishonim and Novi explained there was two Avlis here. First of all, they were asking for Basar Stam, not just the Chazer V'Shoik. Second of all, they were asking for the Basar already before the Akrova. That's the Ikur Bizayin Kachim here, is that the whole point, why can't you eat the Basar before the Akrova, is because the Gedah the Achilu is Mishulchan Gavaya Kozachu. You have Akrova. There's Achilas Gavoya, right? And then the Kohanim also get a Chelik, Mishulchan Gavoya, they get Shirayim. once they eat before the akrava, so that makes that turns the achilas hadyet into the ikr, the achilas koyanim into the ikr. Before there's achilas govay, there's already achilas hadyet. Instead of the achilas koyanim being a shirayim, they keep turning the achilas govay chas v'shalom into shirayim. The Achilas Govaya into Shirayim Kilu. Yeah, first they're having their fast before the Akrava, and then the Akrava is a Shirayim Kilu. So that's the Bizayin Kachim Shibai. That's what they were asking. We don't want to wait till afterwards they used to cook it and get a pot. We want to already get it now raw and before the Akrava. Vayomer Elov Ha'ish, the Baal Korban used to answer, the end it's earlier than we thought. No, it's not yet.
I don't have a clock, I don't have anything.
So how do you know? It's not time yet.
ויאמר
אלו ואיש קוטר יקטיון כיום החלה וכך לא כאשר תאב נפשך. So the Baal HaKorban used to answer the Kohen's Nar, of course we're going to give the Kohen, but first, you know, we're going to do the Aktorah ready today, it's not going to take long, and then you can take whatever you want, which is already more than you deserve, because they don't deserve whatever they want, they only deserve the Chaz of Ishaik, but I'll give you whatever you want, but Chosh, have the Aktorah first, do it Kalocha in the right order. For Omar Loi, Ki Ato Titein, you're going to give now. There's missing a word here in the Gemara. What does it say by you? For Omar, it's the sixth line. And then, yeah, v'amar loy ki, right? So there's a word missing here. There's a cipher. It's supposed to be v'amar loy loy. There's two loys here, one with vav and one with aleph. The hain of the Kohen's Mesharis answered the Baal HaKorban v'amar loy loy. No, ki ato titen. You're gonna give it now, not before the, not after the akvava. Yeah, there's the word loy with aleph is missing here after the loy with the vav. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is in the pasuk. Ve'im loy, if you won't give it to me, lokachti b'chazka, I'm going to take it by force. Vatehi chatas hanorim gdoilem oides pnei Hashem, ki niyatzu ha'anoshim is minchas Hashem. Niyatzu ha'anoshim is minchas Hashem means they will mevaze the korbanis. They will mevaze the korban, because that's the bizayin korban, like we said, that they're doing the achilas hadyot before the achilas gavaya, so they're turning the, instead of the achilas hadyot being mishulchan gavaya, so now the achilas gavaya becomes mishulchan hadyot kiviyoch. Yeah, that's the bizayin of the korban. Kilu, the ikur purpose of that of people bringing korbanis is for feeding the kohanim, for the kohanim to have a fest of steak, and then if there's something left over, so they do haktor with it. Yeah. You could say also the other part, like we said, that they're taking other basar besides the chazav v'shoyk. That's also part of the bizayin kachim shibay, because the fact that they're taking more than they deserve, so that also turns the achila of the kohanim into ikazach. When you have even though the rest of the basar is supposed to go to the bayit, I'm saying you have if it's a shlomim, so there's only a haktav imuvim of chaylev, and the basar is nechal a bayit, just the chazav v'shoyk the kohanim get. But once the kohanim are overcharging, they're taking more than the chelik they deserve, more than the chaz of v'shoyk, so that also might turn the korban into, like, might look like the korban was brought for feeding the kohanim be'ikar. Okay, anyway, so that's the bizayin kachim. But the ikar bizayin kachim is that they wanted to eat it before, they used to eat the basar before the haktor. So that's the other aveira they did, which the Gemara says that was the part of the cause of the churban of Mishkan Shiloh. Okay, zog the Gemara, mikdash rishon mipnei machoriv. 10, 11, 10. Mikdash rishon mipnei machoriv mipnei gimel dvorim shohayu boy avodah zara vegilui arayos ushfichus domim. Yeah, so now we moved on from Mishkan Shiloh. The Beis HaMikdash. So the Churban Beis HaMikdash was because of Gimel Dvorim. Now, how did this whole sugya come in here? How did we find ourselves in our Agadita of the Churban? So this is the connection. Before we were talking about the differences between Beis Rishon and Beis Sheni Legabi the Koyanim Gdoilim, yeah. Right? The Kohanim Gedolim and Bais Vish, Bais Sheni were Rishayim as opposed to the Kohanim Gedolim of Bais Vishayim, right? Many of them. So that's how now we're going to talk about the difference between Bais Vishayim and Bais Sheni, Ligabi other things. So the first thing we're going to discuss now is the difference between Bais Vishayim and Bais Sheni, Ligabi the Churban, the reasons for the Churban. And Imela, agav that, before we started talking about that, we first spoke about the Churban of Mishkan Shiloh. Why was Mishkan Shiloh, which was before the Bais Vishayim, why was that Chariv? And now we're going to talk about Bais Vishayim and Bais Sheni, why were they Chariv and what was the differences between them. So Bais Vishayim was because of the Gimel Aveiros Chamuris. Where do we find these Aveiros by Bais Vishayim? Zog di Gimel Avidizoro, Dichsiv ki Kotzo Hamatzo Mihistoreya. My Kotzo Hamatzo Mihistoreya. Yeah, the Bach already brings the Hemshech HaPasuk also. Ki Kotzo Hamatzo Mihistoreya, V'Hamaseicho Tzoro Ki Hiskanis. My Kotzo Hamatzo Mihistoreya. Oma Abi Yochanan Kotzo Hamatzo Zeh Mihistoreya Rolov Shnei Reim Ke'echot. That's the safe of the pasuk. Yeah, so maybe first finish with the ratio. So kikotza matzah mistoreya literally means it's the bed is too short or too narrow for having two people sleep on it or lay down on it. So the mashal is because they brought Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Rashi says Tzelem Shehem Mid Menashe Beheichol. So there was so the Kilo the Pasuk is saying there's no room in the same place in the same Bais for two Balabatim. This is Beis Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, and now you bring in the Avodah Zarah, a Kilo competition. So Kotzer Hamatzah Mistoreya, we take you find the Beis HaMikdash is Nimshel to Mita. Also in other places we find for example the Divayamim, we find the Kodesh HaKodashim is called Chadar HaMitois, the bedroom. This is like we find in Shir HaShirim also Bein Shodai Yolin Lino, also Lino, sleeping, a bedroom. That's to, it says that's like the Shechina Bein Habadim Bein Shodai Yolin. That's the mokim of the yichud of the zivug of Klal Yisrael with the Shechina, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKodashim. So basically, when you bring in the Avodah Zarah, so it's like you're bringing in another woman into the house in addition to your wife, yeah, or another man, yeah, in addition to if the Knesset Yisrael is like the Ish, the Shbochu is like the Ish, you bring in another Ish. So this is a betrayal. We take find that the same way by Saito lebailu, by Saito tachas bailu, there's a lotion kino, yeah, the baal is mekane leishtoi and kine. So to by Avodah Zarah we find lotion kino, and the Ramban explains this is a lotion that is unique to these two things. You don't find it by other Averis, the Loshon Kino. In other words, Kino is Hashem is being Mekane l'Avodah Zarah, right? So you don't find that Hashem is being Mekane by other Averis when we're doing. So the Ramban explains the Loshon Kino, even by Aseres HaDibros, we already find it by Avodah Zarah, the Loshon Kino. So the Ramban already there, Pashas Yisro, the Ramban says the Pshat is because the idea of Avodah Zarah, the Avlo Sheboy, the special Avlo Sheboy, is that we have like a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a marriage, right? Kivyochu, the Ishus, Dech Ish V'Isha. That's the bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once you, when you're already in the matziv of the issues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now you're being Avodah Zarah. So this is like bringing in another party into the marriage. Yeah. So this is like an isha that is betraying her husband. She's being a saita, and that's where there's kino, kilo jealousy, kilo the balas being mekane. So the same way, yeah, kivyachul HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mekane when you're being oivid David Dizor, because it's the same kind of avlo. It's like isha being a saita tachas bailo. That's why bazunder in this aveira there's a lashon kino. So this is what's going on here also. The Beis HaMikdash is Chadah HaMitois. That's the mokim of the issues of Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyachu. And when you bring Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash, Alein, here it's not Stam Avodah Zarah, Klaus was doing, but Menashe was Maimid Selem Bahechol, was Maimisho Hagan Lichboish Amalko Imi Babois, like it says, right? So about that, the Navi is saying, Kikotza Hamatza Mistareya, the bed is too short, it's too narrow for having two men here. And So she's bringing in another man into the bedroom. So that's the Taina. And so that's kotzor matzah, you know, this mattress, this bed is too short, too narrow. Mistoru olav shnei rein keechot. They have that the wife has two friends, yeah, on the same together. Historu also is, it sounds like loshon surava. Here it's also bringing in the point that it's keilu who's in charge. And then the Hemshech HaPasuk is also minion of this V'hamaseicho tzorah ki iskanis. Maseicho is loshon avodah zarah. Yeah, right? We find Maseicho. Egel Maseicho. This is something that the word Maseicho is like you're making something out of metal, like you mitzatzuraza, that you're making, so like a statue. So that's what Menashe did. And he tell him Baichol, he put a pestle there, a pestle tzura. Hamaseicho tzoro ki iskanis. Omar Rab Shmuel ben Achmoni, ki moti Rabbi Yonason lehai kru abochi. Omar, man dichsiv beikoin eskaneid mei hayom, nasis loy maseicho tzoro. What's shot? The word tzoro, Rashi explains, is also coming here from a marriage. We find when someone marries two wives, so the other one is called a tzoro. Yeah, clap each other, they call the tzoro. Tzoroso. And the Hainu, each one of them is keilu. It's it feels that the makam is tsar, that it's like it's crowded for her because there's also another wife that is keilu taking her place in a way. She's on her. Everyone is on the expense of the other, stepping on the other. So that's the concept of tsara by isha. So the same thing, yeah. The Navi is saying here about the Avodah Zarah, Hamaseicho tzara ki iskanis. The Maseicho, the Avodah Zarah that you brought into the Beis Hamikdash was like machnis tzarasa ilabesa. You're bringing in an extra wife, yeah, or extra husband in this case, yeah. But that's the tzara here. And ki iskanis, when you bring it in, when you bring machnis into the house. Now, the reason why it's called tzara in the first place by Isha and Baal is because it's like lashon. Tight, crowded. You're making it crowded for each other, Kilo. So that's what Rabbi Yonason is crying about. He says we find by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it says koines kaneid mei hayom, which means that Hashem could gather all the water of the sea, all the water of the ocean into one place and make to be mechanis, to gather it and to make a neid out of it, like we find by Kriyas Yamsuf. That it just turned into a wall of ice. That it shouldn't be spread out. So what's the shaychis? So why? What's the point of Shmuel? Rabbi Yonason? What is Rabbi Yonason? What is he crying about this? So the Marsha explains. The Marsha is not here. The Marsha is in the parallel Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's brought down in Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel. Zok the Marsha. The pshat is you see in this pasuk v'kanis kaneid mei hayom. That even by the ocean that is so wide and it's taking over everything, Kilu, the ocean, even that is not taking away any place, Kivyochul, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, because he could just disregard the whole ocean and gather it together into one place, and he has all the room he wants. And still, one tzelem already makes it crowded for him. Yeah, Kilu, this already bothers him, Kilu. When you're putting a tzelem in the heichol, this is the Kedush Baruch Hu, that even the yam is not taking his place, is not making it crowded for him. So lichur kol shekin a tzelem shouldn't. So lichur the pshat, the point is that he's making here about this crying is mistoma be'etzem. It shows adirabah. It shows the chashivis and the chavivis of Klai Yisrael. Because be'etzem what he's saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzidoi, it shouldn't bother him. Yeah, the whole ocean is not the whole the wide ocean. Yeah, the ocean is always a muscle for the widest thing. Yeah, the Torah is rechava mini yam, right? Yeah. And the whole yam, the wide ocean, is for him. It's nothing for him. He can just gather it together into one spot, and he has all the room he wants. And still, you bring on one tzelem lahechol that already makes it crowded for him. What's the pshat in this? Vice tois. It's because of the chavivus of Klai Yisrael, because the kiviyochol, the kesher and the marriage kiviyochol with Klai Yisrael is so chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you bring in another party, so to speak, he already feels crowded. He feels that you're stepping on him. Adirab, it's coming mitzad the chashivus and the chavivus of Klai Yisrael by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kesher. So after that's the pshat in this bechiyah that he's crying about. He's being nisragish. He's saying, it's mamish. It's givaldic what we see here. Adirab, and this time of the Novi and David Zohar, we see how chaviv it is our kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu by him. That nothing bothers him. He could control anything. But we just bring some piece of wood, piece of metal into the Beis Hamikdash. It's crowded for him. It's not just he has a tain on us, but it bothers him personally. Kivyoch. Yeah. It's on his expense. Kivyoch. So, let's see the Ramban in Parshas Yisroel about it. The Pasuk says about Avi Dezova, Lois Yishtacha Vilohem Vilois of Deim, in Ases of Dibris, Ki Onoichi Hashem Eloikecho Keil Kano. Kino. So Rashi says, Keil Kano Mekane Lehipora, Ve'eno Oiver Al Midosei Limchoil Alavoin Avoidosei Livin. Yeah, so there's no mechila on Avodah Zarah. He's mekane to punish. Zoktu Ramban oifnot. Smamish Yisoid is dikirayt. Zoktu Ramban. He brings down from the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. Shelo imtimtzo bechol haToyro vechol sifrei anevim. Lashon kino, he's talking about also about other things, not to get to us, but Lashon kino, elo be'inyan avodah zarah bilvad. The Rambam already says this. Zok to Ramban, ulefi daiti, he brings down already from Chazal, mechilto ifnot, bekino ani nifra me'avodah zarah, aval ani chanun v'rachum bidvorim achevim. This is something unique to avodah zarah, the kino. Vasep, zok to Ramban, ulefi daiti, Shiyazkir kino b'avodah zarah b'Yisrael bilvad. So this is very important. You have to realize, and this is where you see the significance of this yisoid. As we know, avodah zarah is also part of sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. It's not only a part of tayeg mitzvahs, right? So it's also for a goy. So when a goy does avodah zarah, he's also doing aveir chamura. Is there a kino there also? Keil Kano, what Hashem say? Anybody doing Avodah Zarah, Anochi Keil Kano? Zok to Ramban, no, it's Dafka by Klai Yisrael. Shiyazkir Kino by Avodah Zarah b'Yisrael bilvad. You won't find anywhere that it says Loshen Kino by Avodah Zarah when it's talking about Avodah Zarah of going. Why? Zok to Ramban, V'tam HaKino Ki Yisrael Sgulas Hashem HaNichbod Asher Hivdilom Loi. Like it says before, v'yisem lizegula, the hainu, it became like a kesher, like a marriage between Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol. Mimeila zoktu Ramban v'hine im ha'om sheloi meshalsov poinim el Elohim achayvim yekanei bohem Hashem kasher ha'ish mekane beishtoi belechto la'achayvim ube'avdoi basois loy odoi nacher. ולא יאמר הכוסוב כן בשאר העמים אשר חולק לא המציא בשמיים. שאר העמים, it's true that it's Avodah Zarah is also by them also, but by them, the reason why Avodah Zarah is also is because it's wrong. Lemaisa, yeah, it's Hashem ain't it milvadoi, so if you're worshipping other powers, or you're referring to the you're putting them in charge, so that's a tais, right? That's a big, it's a big mistake. So that's true for everybody. That's lav dafka for Klai Yisrael. But by Klai Yisrael, in addition to that, there's an extra avlo by Avodah Zarah. Besides the tais sheboy, that it's not, you may, there's only one God. What do you? but here it's also avla mitzad, the relationship. So we have a relationship with Hashem, and in Mela, when you're doing avodah zarah, it's like a betrayal, it's like a begida, it's like a soita tachas baila. That a guy doesn't have, because he doesn't have this kasha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by him, it's not a betrayal. There's no matter of loyalty and betrayal when it comes to a guy. So kumtais, when a yid does is oivid avodah zarah, there's tzvei bazun diridinim. There's the basic of avodah zarah, just like a guy that it's a tayas and ashkafa, that you think that there's other powers that are in charge. In addition to that, and about that, it's kanois, it's not nagia, it's aveiro chamud. It could be, yes, it would be einish, but it's no kanois. Where the kanois comes in is there's another element by avodah zarah, and that's only avodah zarah of Yisrael. Avodah zarah of Yisrael is also the element of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when you bring in another party, so to speak, so that's like betrayal. That's a saita, it's a begida, and that's why there's a kanois, like a baal shemekan leishtoi. So that's why we only find kinah by avodah zarah, number one, Zokta Ramban b'shem the Rambam already, and the Ramban adds on the Rambam, we only find kanois by avodah zarah of Klal Yisrael, not by avodah zarah of a guy, even though it's also for a guy. Because the kanois shabbat is not coming mitzad the etzim aveira of avodah zarah, but it's coming mitzad the kesher, the issues, kivyachol, the nisun, the kedush baruch hu, that avodah zarah is considered like betraying that. So that's what we said. So that's the whole context here in the Gemara of about the bedroom, katzah hamatzah mistoreya, and about tzara, like Rashi says, kishtei noshin leish echad, viki asasa tzarasa, like tzari zuluzu, all these lashoinis of marriage, of nisuin. And we also touched up, that's the lashon here of the, and especially kal v'chayim, when you bring the tzelem into the Beis HaMikdash, agam lichboj ezamal ko'imi babayis, not only the general kesher we have, but this is the makim. This is the chadar hamito. Is the Beis HaMikdash is the makim of the issues of the zivug between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. And here you bring in the competition, so to speak, the tzara, the avodah zarah, the one that you're being saita with. Yeah, she's the issues bring the other man into the house, into the bedroom. That's the worst betrayal. That's what we're talking about here. Ela kodesh pinim into the Beis HaMikdash. Hemid menashe tzelem ba'eichol. So, as we explained, that's the chavivis. I'm sorry, that's the bechiyah that Rabbi Yonason was boichi. What was he crying about? He was crying about adarav, about the positive thing that we see here. In the nisragish, we see what's the chavivis that Hashem taka sees this relationship with us as kivyochel, as mamish, a real issue, so real nisuin, that a kivyochel mamish feels like a betrayed husband when we do avodah zarah. It's mamish, it's not just a taina on us because we're doing something wrong, but it's keilu mamish avle klapi him. It's keilu becomes into binodom lachaveri thing, kivyochel. He's mamish in a marriage with us, and he feels betrayed when we go do avodah zarah. That shows you what's the meirid chavivis and chashivis that Hashem has, that Hashem sees in us and in the kesher with us. So I think if you look in the Ohr HaChaim, if not in Asas HaDibros there, you could see this element that we're adding here for touching up the Bechiya. Yeah, the Ohr HaChaim is going here with the Mahalach of the Ramban, but he's adding here the chavivis sheboy, the hainu, the tzad. This kanois shows you adirabba, how much is the ava. Yeah, Zokta Yerachayim, anoichi Hashem alekecho keil kano. I mean, the Yerachayim, oifinot pashas yisvoy. Pirush. This is mamish yesoidis. Miskane ani al hadovo. Yeah, so he says, ulohovin toichen akavono. What's this kino about? Hine motzinu la Hashem, motzinu in the Torah, shehizkil prat zeshul hakino, the musig of kino, the pashas nosoi by soito, dichsiv over all of ruach kino, vikine is ishtoi. Hine lifomim zokte, iskane odom bi ishtoi, al bnoi val avdoi, the hainu, if she's betraying him with his evit, ukvar yodato zokte yerechaim, ki Israel bibchinas kalohem. Koromus beoirech beseifer koidesh kadoshim shir ashirim. Yeah, Chazal say kol aksuvim koidesh veshir ashirim koidesh kadoshim. And what's the subject of shir ashirim? The whole shir ashirim is about a relationship of the ava and the chiba between a husband and a wife, which is the Chazal say it's all a mashal to the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So zokte chaim kva yadato ki Yisrael v'bchinas kalohem koromus ba'oyvich b'seif v'seif v'kodesh kodoshim shiva shivim. That his mamish describing it as a real relationship between a chosan and a kalah. His mamish is mamish. That's the kind of chibo we have in this kesher with the Kodesh Baruch, and that's the kind of kesher issues. Umeyato zokte chaim kshe Yisrael oisim lohem ba'olim. Yeah, that we dissolve a baal. It's not called the baal. Yeah, we're going to a different baal. Hagam shelo yimridu velo yakhidu lo yakhishu baboyve ki wadoyna adoynim. Some does have a dezova. Doesn't mean that he denies HaKadosh, he's not koifer on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, he just wants to have a mediator, whatever. Yeah, all kinds of cheshbonis and avodah. Doesn't mean that they don't believe in Hashem at all. However, Zokta Yerachayim, haseichel yechayev ki yiskanei habal. You have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's even if you don't, even if you're not koifer in him, even if you still believe in him, but if you go have a relationship with someone else in addition, that's already like Isha being soited tachas bailo. So it only makes sense. Zokter haseichel yechayev ki yiskane habal. Should be kino. Vehamoshel baze eishes hamelech ki tehoiv eved melech. I'm skipping. Utechabkeyu, tenashkeyu. Yeah, the wife of the king is going to go kiss the Eved. Haim lo yiskanei hamelech ledokva b'cherev. Kein kemoi chein hadover hazeh. V'hamavchin. So now I'm getting to the point. So here it's the Chaim is now bringing out. Yeah, the chuva. This is a harsh thing, right? It's a negative thing. Now the Chaim is showing you how this brings out really the chavivis. How nunt we are with the Ribbono Shel Olam that Imamish feels kivyochol a kesher like a baal v'ishti with us, and mimeila as a result, once we do avodah zarah, so there's a kinah like a baal ishti. So listen to this. This is the lashon here that's negeya. Zokter Chaim v'hamavchin oifin, someone that is misbeinin on mavchin. If you realize oifin devekus nefesh. Am bnei Yisrael im haboyrei bechafitzo bechashiko bedviko beavorabo yasig zokter his boynenus hamuskol vehuma she'oma ki onoichi Hashem elokecha. So he's saying it's a hemshich. You have here, it starts off onoichi Hashem elokecha, which means there's a kesher between us, and therefore lo yishtacha v'lohem v'lo yisavdim avidizava ki onoi chayashem lo yikecha keil kano. Zokter Chaim digdik loymar lo yikecha lirmo yisahamu v'hu soid hashua shchinos yisbach Yisrael v'yichud shmoi v'amaskil yovin. We have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have hashua shchino. It's like a kesher of issues, and that's why there's a kanois once we do avodah zarah. So the kanois is we need Ashenkin the goyim zokter. He says the goyim. It says about him about the Hashem lechol amin. The Ramban talks about it. By the goyim, yeah. It's also the Ramban. If not, the Ramban says by the goyim lemaisa. It says every umo has their sah that is in charge of them, the malach that and shomayim that is in charge of them. So the pshat in this is by them, Hashem really doesn't have a direct connection with them, and when Hashem provides for them, it's always through mediators. That's the Sari Ha'umois. It's Psukim and Chazal's about it. Ramban brings down here. And Mimelo, when a guy is Oved Avodah Zarah, and we know each nation had their own Avodah Zarah, the pshat in this is, they were worshipping their Sar, their Koyach. So Taka Be'etzim, they were worshipping the koyach that they are connected to. So in a way it made sense. Just the problem with this is the reason why it's also even by them is because they don't realize that Be'etzem Hashem is behind everything. All these koyaches are just mediators, even by them, and they turn them into their own powers, into independent gods. That's the problem. But there's no avla here of betrayal because they don't have the direct connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam to begin with. They only have the kesher with these koiches, with the sorry omois. So by that, when they worship them, it taka makes sense mitzad that. Just the avla in the hashkafa sheboy, right? Masha'enkin, we have a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no mediators, no sorim. It's just Like the Torah says, that by the umos it says, "Asher cholak Hashem lekecho lechol amim." Yeah, kol tzri. Mashenkin to us, it's only Him. It's only Him. It's only Hashem. So that's why by us, you have this extra taina of the Begido, and that's why this kana is only by us. Yeah, that's the special by us, that we don't have the Sarim, we don't have all these mediators, we have a direct Kesher. Yeah, so Imam should see here, and this is this Chaim, what he's being Maisif here in the Ramban, that this Yesod of the Kino, that is only by Avodah Zarah V'Klal Yisrael, it's Be'etzim, even though it's a negative thing, but it's Be'etzim is coming from a positive thing. It shows you the Chavivis of the Kesher. So after that's the Pshat Na'o Gimo, that's why he was Baichi, saying, it's bothering Hashem that we bring a Tzelem Ba'echol. Is the whole world is like in his on his on, you know, on his palm. You know, the wide ocean is nothing for him, and you bring in a Tzelem Ba'echol that already bothers him. Imamish, it's mamish, feels crowded. Vaistois imamish, he has such a chavivist with our kesh. Imamish, mamish feels with us like a husband and a wife. It takak yivyachol bothers him. How are you betraying me? So that's mamish was moir the b'chi of Rabbi Yonasan. So that's about Avodah Zarah. Zogdi Gimor Vaita. So we have still the other two Averis, Gilui Arayis and Shfichus Domim. Gilui Arayis, Zogdi Gimor, that's the sixth line of the wide, from the wide lines. Dichsiv Vayomer Hashem. Yan ki Govru Benois Tzion. Where do we find Gilui Arayis? In the Zman of Bais Rishon. Yeah, the Pasuk of Avodah Zarah that we brought on before was said about Bais Rishon, Menashe, that was Hemi Tzelem Mahechol, he was in Bais Rishon. Where do we find Gilui Arayis Bais Rishon? So the Navi says that there was a phenomenon there about the behavior of the girls. Yan ki govhu benois tzion, vateilachno netuye izgoroin, umesakwe seinaim, holoich vitofoif, teilachno, uviragleim teachesno. So now the Gemara is going to touch up each part of the Pasuk, what exactly they were doing. Yan ki govhu benois tzion. So basically this is different things that were nantznius, that the girls of the generation in the time of Bais Rishon were doing. That's considered the Gilui Arayis, that brought Gilui Arayis. So the first thing is Govu, yeah, Goiva, is Loshon being tall. What does this mean, they were tall? If they were tall, they were tall. How is it their fault? Zog di Gimorah shohoyu mehalchois aruko betzad k'tzova. What does this mean? You see, there's not much Rashi here, because this sugya we already had on Shabbos, so Rashi is already touching it up there. So it's good to see the Rashi there. So this is in Shabbos Hamich Bezin with Bez, another Gemara we had before, different Gemara on Shabbos. Zokt Rashi in Shabbos. Yeah, so Pashtis Gov who zokt Rashi in Shabbos, Hainu Koimos Kufa. Yeah, but Rashi says, so what is the Gemara saying, Aruka Betzad Ktsara? Zokt Rashi, what is this? Oh. Sheteiro et Sofa al Roish Chaverto vehu Noilo. The Hainu, when they would be walking in the street, the girls, so they made sure that a taller one is walking aside a shorter one, and then they both are going to be noticeable. Noihulahem. If you have two girls of the same height that are walking together, so one is one is in the way of the other. Yeah, you can't see the other. This way, they're both sticking out. Yeah, one is taller than the other, so they're both sticking out, and the taller one has a chashivis that she's taller than the other. So that's something they did on purpose for drawing attention, for making themselves more beautiful. So this is the guy, kilo they cause themselves to look tall. The next thing is vatilachnu netuye izgoroin shohayu mehalchus bekoyim azkufa zog di gemor. So that's taka the position they were walking in. They were standing straight up, again, to, everybody could see them. Umesakwe seinayim. Zog di Gimoro, dehavu malion kuchlo inehin. What does this mean? You know what this means?
Color around the eye,
it's like makeup.
Yeah,
this is the word for me. Yeah. So Rashi says the way we're dashing the pasuk here, how do you see this? It says einayim in the pasuk. What does mesakwe say? Where do you see the makeup here? So Rashi says mesakwe is lashon sikra. We find one of the colors, right? Dioy and sikra. Sikra is a blue, color. So misakri sinaim they have you malion kuchlo inaim. Kuchlo is kochel is the blue.
Sikri is blue.
And the way we're dashing it misakri sinaim is that they're putting sikra around their eyes for making themselves pretty. Yeah. So means that they are taking small steps. So what does that cause? What's the problem with that? Why is that non-sneers when they're taking small steps? In other words, they're not running, they're walking slowly. What's the avla? Zokt Rashi and Shabbos. Yeah, lichur adirava. A girl runs. Maybe that we would say that's nonsense. Zokt Rashi and Shabbos. Show you holcho is okiv b'tzad gudol lemaid be. You see, Mamish, you can't understand pshati without seeing the Rashi and Shabbos. Lemaid be hiluchom shahayu mistaklim bo vehi shoyah b'psiyisel. Dehainu, she wanted to be a longer time exposed to people, that people should be able to see her, to look at her. Yeah, so the girls would walk. In other words, they would, instead of just when they had to go somewhere, instead of just walking, getting to the destination, just to walk faster to get to where they have to. So they were marching in the streets slowly, like for everybody to watch them as a show. That's the avla. We're walking slowly on purpose that people should be able to watch them. Ube ragleim ta'aches. No, what's that? Amav Yitzchok show you mevi'ois moir ve'afar simoin u'manichois b'min aleihem. They brought perfume and they put it inside their shoes. The Bach adds words here u'mehalchois b'shvoki Yerushalayim. That's coming from the Gemara in Shabbos. Ukeshemagiois eitzel bachur Israel boyatois umatizois aleim umachnisim bohem yitzruhava keeris bekois or keeris deach deachno the bachis goyris the hainu. They had this perfume in their shoes that when they were passed by boys, so they would step on it. They would kick on the perfume in their shoes. The girls, they would step on it, and that would cause the good smell of the perfume to spread out, and this would tease the bachrim. Yeah, machnisim ba'itzurava ke'eris da'achson. That's like the poison of a snake. Yeah, Rashi says it's called the achson because it's a. The way the nachash is being mazik with this poison is al yidei kas. Rashi and Shabbos says it's coming from the word kas. But koponim, this is like basically it's erisul nachash. So he's saying this perfume caused a yitzuvara and a taiva by the bachrim like a poison of a snake. Like it hit them, the yitzuvara hit them like a poisonous snake, and they did it on a purpose with the perfume. So all this is the Gilui Arayis. This is description of the attitude of Gilui Arayis that they had in the Tkufa of Bais Rishon. Oh, it's interesting. Rashi and Shabbos adds here something. Rashi says about this Gemara. Zokt Rashi unesuois hoyu. Bnois Tzion that we're talking about here were married women. Women. Lefikoch mesaper begnusam. Zokt Rashi. The reason why the Navi is criticizing them was because they were married. Yeah, it's interesting. It seems like Rashi holds that if they were single, so it wouldn't be such a avla. If you have a single girl who wants to make herself pretty and that she should be looked at, that's not such a avla. The avla is because they were eishes ish, they were nesuos, and a fikach mesaper begnusan. That's why it's such a gnus.
That's a real rishus.
Yeah. So that's that. You see, Rashi. Yes, the ikur avla is because they are married. For married women to act this way, that's the ikur gnus. If they would be single girls, so that the navi wouldn't have such a tain on them. A girl wants to make herself pretty outside. People should look at her if she's single. So it's not that's not Dallas. Now you see here, Stam Yisoid here in Sneas and Rashi. That Rashi, there's no indication for that in the Gemara or in the Pasuk. Rashi is saying it misvava nesuah soyu. The Hainu Vaistis Rashi holds misvava that it doesn't make sense that the navi should be so ma'irich and a tainus on them that they're wearing so much makeup and perfume and making them see they want to walk slowly in the street that people and they want to be beautiful and all these things for a single girl. It's not such a avla that the navi should be mesape begnusam. Vaistis they were married and that's why it's a taina. As you see in Rashi, it's kind of interesting. There's a Rabbi Yankiv Emdin there in Shabbos that is pointing this out. You see, that's what Rashi holds here. But upon him, legabi our Gemara, legabi the context of the Gemara. You see, the Gemara in Shabbos is not talking about Chuban by Svishin and Gili Arise. The Gemara there is stamp bringing down this pasuk and dashing the pasuk, just like the Gemara here is doing. But the Gemara there is not connecting it to the Chuban by Svishin, and the Gemara is not even calling it Gili Arise. However, in our Gemara, we're not just dashing this pasuk, but we're saying this is the Gilui Arayis of Bais Rishon, and this is the reason for the Chubin, right? So, Lichura, our Gemara, is a Raya for Rashi and Shabbos. This is suffer that Rashi and Shabbos is saying, Misvor Mineu Bein, the Etzem Pasuk. Rashi is saying, what's such a taina on girls that they want to be beautiful in the street? What's such a Avlo? Vaistais, they were married, right? That's what Rashi is saying. Lefikoch Mesapa Bignusom. I'm saying, from our Gemara, there's a raya for Rashi. There, Rashi saying it misvara and the etzim pasuk and the etzim drasha. But here, that the Gemara is calling it gilui arayis.
Right.
So lichu, that's for sure a raya that they were married because if they were singles, yeah. Even if you'd say that it's not so tznius, even for a single girl to act this way, but you can't call it gilui arayis.
Right.
Gilui arayis is only if she's a eishes ish. Yeah. Otherwise, not gilui arayis. So lichura, our Gemara is taka right. The fact that the Gemara is touching it up as a Gilui Arayis, it's a riot to what Rashi and Shabbos says that we're talking here about an Eishes Ish. We're talking about a married woman. That's why this could cause a real Gilui Arayis. She's Mamish Elva. Okay. So far we had David Zon the Gilui Arayis. What about the Shvichus Dom? Zog the Gemara. Shvichus Domim dichsi vegam dam noki shofach menashe har b'moy. The same Menashe HaMelech that Rashi mentioned legabi David Zava that he was my mitzvah behechol. So it also says that he was a big ritzayach. Yeah, there was a lot of Shvichus Domim that he caused. Ad asher milei es Yerushalayim pelepe. Yeah. So the full lashon pasuk is Ada shel milei Yerushalayim pelefe levad michatos shehechtis yudo asu v'aminis. It seems like he mamish filled you the streets of Yerushalayim with blood. So many people that he killed. So that's the shvichus damim that happened then. Yeah. So here nobody says. Here it's all kipshuto. It's gilui arayi, v'gizava gilui arayi, and shvichus damim, not keilu. Yeah. So this, I think, this is another indication to the girsa of the Ritvel Eil, and the way we said it's mashman Rashi Navi, that also when it comes to Mishkan Shiloi, so the gilui arayi is kipshuto. Because it makes sense. This is all one hemshich, you know. This is all a hemshich of the maimra of Rabbi Yochanan ben Sersa. He started off mipnima chov v'shiloi, and then mipnima chov bais vishon, right? So just like when he talks about bais vishon, and he's saying gili arayis caused the churbin, which there obviously he's talking about gili arayis kipshutoi, the shvichus daim is kipshutoi, everything is kipshutoi. So too when he was talking about churbin shiloi, and he's saying gili arayis, so Kipshutoi, he means kipshutoi. Yeah, bepashtis, he means gilui arayis mamish. Not keilu gilui arayis. Just like by Churban HaBayis, when he's saying gilui arayis, he means kipshutoi. Right? Ay, koloim abnei lichotu inel etoye. He's chalek on that. Pligo. You hear what I'm saying now? This is another indication to the other gilui that when he was saying gilui arayis, he meant gilui arayis kipshutoi, also legabi shiloi, just like by HaBayis Vishen, it's kipshutoi. Because he taka holds that even by Bnei Eli was Gilui Arayis Mamish. Okay. Aval Mikdoshein Izog the Gemara. Shehoyu Oiskin Bateiru Bemitzvah Oisug Milus Chasodim. Sounds good. Sai Teire. Sai Mitzvahs and Sai Milus Chasodim. Mipnei Machoriv. So what was wrong? Not only there was no Gimel Aveves Chamuris, but other rabbis were mekayim tayag mitzvahs. Everything was good lichu, and they were oisik batoyro, and they were doing milus chesed. So everything was good. If you looked on first glance in that generation, you couldn't see why did they deserve the churban. Zog di gimara mipnei shehoyso by sinas chinam. All we could find by them the tain is sinas chinam. There was sin in the lave, yeah, bechinam, not for a good reason. Lelamed, and that's a big chiddush. Yeah, we compare. Before we were talking about Gimel Aveiros Chamuros, and now you're talking to me about a taina and midas sinas chinam. Zogdi Gimel Yinachinami Lelamed Cho Sheshkula sinas chinam Keneged Sholeish Aveiros Avi Dezor Gilei Rai Shvichus Dov. Ma'ir Vidik Chiddush Sinas Chinam the Chaimer of it. Is the same as Gimel Aveiros Chamuris, because we find just like Gimel Aveiros Chamuris caused the Churban Beis Hamikdash, so to sinas chinam was just as bad for being a reason for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Ma'ir de kichidish. Now, it's taka interesting. What's this sinas chinam? What's the pshat in this? Where was it coming from? And what was the taina on it that caused the churban? So there's a very interesting natsiv. The natsiv in Chumash, in Hamikdavar, he talks about it in a few places. He talks about it in the Hakdama, already in the Hakdama to his Pirush, already the beginning of Chumash, yeah, for Shabbos Bereishis, yeah, you have the Mamash, the beginning of Bereishis, so he has a Hakdama to his Pirush, and there he talks about our Gemara, he says this, he said already there, and he also repeats it a few times in different places in Chumash, when it's talking about, we have the, I think, Pasha Hazinu, in different places, we have the Nevuah, about Bayis Shemi, the Einish of Bayis Shemi, so he talks about it there also. But here he already says that he does affect that you said in the Hakdama here. It's a psichol sefer bereishis. So I brought it here. I'm going to read the lashon. I think it's mamish. It's vichtig to hear the lashon. Then let's see if this is something, you know, when it comes from him, it has carries a different way. See the hear the lashon. My read the kizak what he says here. Yeah, we'll just first say the he claims. Yeah, usually when you used to think this is a bavus tzach, it's seen as chinam of Bayis Sheni, right? Everybody talks about it. Usually we used to think about it as some people have had private fights. Mm-hmm. The Natsiv says no. The seen as chinam of Bayis Sheni was not some private things going on between people. It's a chur. It's a pele. It's a vasepes punkt. Some different people had fights. He's saying there's an accusation about the generation. There was a matzah of sinas chinam there. Vasepes dafka in that time, there was different fights, different private fights between people. Zokten Atziv, this was something that had to do with the events of the time. As we know, by Bayis Sheni, especially towards the end of Bayis Sheni, before the Churban, so the there was a matzah in Klal Yisrael of different cults, like the Tzdukim and the Baitasim that went off the Derech and had their own Hashkofes, they were Koyfen Teresh Bel Peh, all kinds of different wrong Hashkofes of different groups in Klal Yisrael that were Mamish Pirish from the Mesoiva of Chazal, right? That we know. That's something that happened by Bayis Sheni, the end of Bayis Sheni. Zokten Atziv, this sinas chinam had to do with that. It's not stam. Punkt. People had fights. This, the background of this sinas chinam was the matziv that there was different kitos in Chayisul then of the tzedukim, the baitisim, all kinds of apikosim. That's that was the background of this. So that's first of all. So you're saying that's the shaykhis. That's why it bedafka had to do with that kufam, that generation. And then he says, you should know the sinas chinam that we're talking about here was not people stam fighting with each other, hating each other, but it was a sinas chinam. Listen to this: it was a sinas chinam that came from frumkeit. It was a sinas chinam l'shem shemaim. How is that? Zokten atziv. The pshat is because this was a generation of different people going off the derech and having wrong hashkofes, tzdukim, baitisim, all kinds of apikosim. So mimeila, people that adarabah were being mekan l'chovid Hashem to keep the mesayva of Torah Baal Peh, to keep the mesayva of Chazal. So they became already very suspicious, over suspicious. And imela, any person that would do something that is not exactly like the way you think it should be, so you already accused him of being a tzduki, being a pikoiris, being a baitasi, and imela, he deserves to kill him. We read him veloim malim. We taki find in Chazal by sheni lemaiset ended up with shvichus damim. It's that interesting. We don't find Chazal accusing them of Shvichus Daim. Shvichus Daim was only a tiny by his region, but then other rabbi was saying they kept Tayu Amitzah. It's just Sinas Chinam. Lamai said, "Kus Shvichus Damim." Yeah, but the Shvichus Damim Zok Netziv at the end, it was all because they held this guy. He's a tzduki, so he beat him v'lo malim. Yeah, he deserves to kill him. But the problem was it was a Sinas Chinam. Many times it was wrong accusations. He already became over suspicious. Yeah. It's like mashlema davar daime. No, there's no what.
I'm afraid to say, but there's many stories.
In American history, so there was a tkufa when there was the peak of the Cold War between America and the communists, Russia. So there was a tkufa that there were the Russians kept sending spies. They had spies on higher ranks in the American government, and there was already a massive of paranoia in America about communists and Russian spies. So every person that acted a little bit in a way that might be suspicious or he expressed a different opinion, so they already suspected him to be a spy, to be a communist, and there was a senator. McCarthy, right? That he went on a mission. He had a whole committee to accuse different people of being spies, of being communists. And Imamish ruined people's lives. Many times it was true, but many times it was innocent people that were falsely accused of being communist spies, just because it became like a environment, an atmosphere of suspicion. That everyone that was a little bit, looked different, so you already thought, oh, this is because of that, he's probably a spy, he's probably a communist. Zokten Itziv, that was the attitude in that generation. People were, so there was such a mageifa of apikosis, of tzedukim and baitasim, so even innocent Elach Yidden, if someone just acted a little different than the way you're supposed to be, not exactly according to your minig, according to your hashkafa, you're ready, oh, this is already, something's going on. He's Vaista, he's a Tzuki, he's a Bikoiris, he already has to be killed. So that's the Sinas Chinam. It was really Bechinam. It was for no reason. It was innocent people that you hated them because, yeah, you were Chayshet B'Kshayim, you thought he's a Tzuki and he wasn't. But it was all a Shem Shamayim, it was all coming from Frumkeit. Just they overdid it. Yeah, it became a matziv that in the name of Frumkeit, in the El Shem Shamayim, they already ruined people's lives and they hated people, innocent people. That just because they did something different, yeah, you didn't like what they did, so you already accused them of being apikoyvis. That's the sinas chinam of Bayis Sheni. So let's read the Loshon. Mamish kedai to read it. Mamish the Maginiso. This is a big this is a big musa here. Also for our generation. This is Mamish, very, very in the Gelam Ma'aseh, what the Netziv says. You listen to the Lashon. Zok the Netziv. Chuban Bayis Sheni. Yeah, so he's saying we have to be matzdik din HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chuban bayis sheni. This is what our Gemara is asking. Who are they with tzaddikim? How did they deserve such a disaster? Chuban. Zokten Atziv. Shahayu, so I'm reading what's in the Gemara. Shahayu tzaddikim v'chassidim v'amelei toivo. Like we just saw in the Gemara. Tzaddikim, mitzvahs, chassidim, gimlus chassadim, amelei toivo. All these three things are mentioned in our Gemara. Achloi hoyu yesharim b'halichoy soilomom, zokten Atziv. They were missing Yashuas. What does this mean? Al kochoch zokter mipnei siyai brings mekoyris that they were missing Yashuas. He brings from Sukkim. That was the tain on them, missing Yashuas. Al kochoch mipnei sinas chinom shebilibom ze es ze choshdu. Here, es mi shirou shenoyeg sheloy kedaitom b'yivas Hashem. Again. When they saw someone that has a minig in Yiddishkeit, not like their opinion, that was all the avlo. Yeah, he had a different mahalach in Yiddishkeit, and right away chashdu oisay shehutzduk v'apikayris. All he did was he has a different opinion than you. He has a different minig than you. He's Elach Yid, but he has his own way of in Yiddishkeit. No, if it's like a daiti, so vice versa, he's already apikoyris and it's dukim chayav misa.
Such a they fall to this trap.
This the Netziv wrote this more than 100 years ago. This is so lemaisi. See how lemaisi it is. Ubo al yedei zeli de shvichus domim zokten etziv, and it ended up with shvichus domim. Bederech aflogo, a lot of shvichus domim. Yeah, once he's a tzduki, he's a pikoyis. Yeah, you gotta kill him. Yeah, it's adur, and it's all shem shemaim. Right, so it's a mitzvah to kill him. Yeah, maybe even loy malim. Ulechol harayis shebeolam ad shechorav habayis. Till it caused the chubin. Ve'alzeh ha'yotzidu kadin, zokta netziv. This is what justifies the din and the mishpat of the chubin abayis. Listen to this.
This should be a full page niyatet blown.
This is mamish. That's what I'm saying. It's kedai to emphasize. It's mamish. He's touching up our gemara.
Yeah.
Mitzvah lefasen. This shtikul netziv. It's mamish and da'akdom and da'akdom to chumish. Listen to this. Now, this is like the punchline. Zokta netziv. What's the pshat? Ad kidikach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makpid. After all, they meant l'shem shamayim. They meant well. They were wrong. They didn't do it on purpose. They thought, they were mistaken. But it was coming from frumkeit. It was coming from a good thing. Zokta netziv. SheHaKadosh Baruch Hu yosher hu ve'einoy soivel tzadikim ko'elu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be soivel such tzaddikim, such tzidkis. Ela be'oifen shehoilchim bederech hayosher gam behalichoy soilom veloy be'akmimus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't stand krumkeit even when it's coming from frumkeit. He wants, it's not enough that you're tzaddik, you mean l'shem shomayim. He wants you to be yosher b'halicha solim. You should be elach. They shouldn't do krum ezachin in the name of afal gav shu l'shem shomayim. Zokter. Veloy be'akmimus afal gav shu l'shem shomayim. Reading you the loshen. Deze goyrem churban habriyo v'harisu is yishu v'oris. It ruins the world. It's chulban oilom when you have such people, zealots, in the name of kanoes l'shem shamayim. So they ruin lives of everybody that they think that is not exactly the way it's supposed to be according to their exact hashkofa and opinion in Yiddishkeit. This is chulban oilom. Lichur they mean well. It's l'shem shamayim, and obviously we're talking about people that taka mean well. Sometimes you have people that are falsely doing it in the name of Yiddishkeit and frumkeit. Sometimes it's stam. Stop me this voice. But Zokta Netziv, even when it's taki coming from frumkeit, even if it's taki l'shem, even when it's taki l'shem shomayim, by then by shein was taki l'shem shomayim. But when frumkeit is causing krumkeit, when someone is not being yosher b'alicha yisraelim, it's causing akmimus, a krumkeit, that he's not treating people well. So even if it's l'shem shomayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't no yisraelim tzadikim ko'elu. because why? Zokta because it causes Chorban Olam. You can't do that. You're ruining the world. You're ruining people's lives just because of your frumkeit, because of your Lashem Shemaim. Then he says, "Zeho yoshvach ovois shemilvach the ovois akdoishim shemilvach hoyu tzadikim bechasidim ve'oyav ve'yashem ba'ifan ha'yesu efsho oid hoyu yesharim." They were also elach with people and the way they treated people. Yeah, so he has a riches about it here. He says that's why Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Hayosha, because the ovis, besides the frumkeit, they also had the yashus with people. Yeah, the frumkeit didn't cause krumkeit. So this is what he said in the tzitz. He's saying that was the time of Bais Sheni. We're not talking about sinas chinam, stam, private fights between people. We're talking about sinas chinam that is coming from hashkofa, that is coming from frumkeit, l'shem shamayim. And this was coming from the background of the matziv that the Itake had there, and that kufa real problem of tzdukim and baitasim and apikosim, and that caused people to be over suspicious. But that's wrong. Yeah, you have to fight the tzedukim, you have to fight the baitasim, but you have to be very careful with it, not to cause sinas chinom, not to start bechinom, taking elach yidden just because they're not exactly in your opinion, in your mahalach, and now to accuse them that just because of that, they also, the tzedukim and apikosim, to turn everybody into communists, turn everybody into tzeduki, and to ruin people's lives and to kill them. And that's what caused the chubin. That's what caused the chubin. The chubin, the sinas chinam of that caused chubin by Sheini is the sinas chinam l'shem shamayim, zokta netziv. It's my medik. So, l'maiso, we'll see soon how this might be Negeya, this Yesod of the Tziv, also to explain the Hemshech HaGimava. Okay, so let's just finish the Gimava here. Zog the Gimava, so now there's a twist here. Rishoyim Hoyu, Elo Shetolu Bitchoinu Bakudish Bochu, Ason Lemikdash Rishoyim. Yeah, so it's kind of out of order here. There's a hemshech of the maimah here that is going back to Beis Rishon. The Bach Tak is trying to make a hagoy here, to be misader, to put things back in order. That this is part of the shtickle before that was talking about Beis Rishon. But the way it seems, Losh Navao Gimava, Ason Lemikdash Rishon, is that there's now a piece that is going back to Beis Rishon. Soon we're going to go back to compare between the Beis Rishon and Beis Sheni. But now we're making a statement about Beis Rishon that they were Rishoyim, but they had Bitochen and Hashem. What does that mean? Zog di Gimavo, Dichsiv, Rosheho Beshoi Chadishpoitu, Vekoyaneho Bimichir Yoiru, Unevieho Bekesef Yixoimu. Dehainu. There was three kinds of Avlis. We're talking about Bais Rishon now. Yeah, this is a pasuk in Micho. It's talking about Bais Rishon, and it's saying, it's talking about three groups of people: the Koyhanim, yeah, the Sanhedrin, the Dayanim, the Koyhanim, and the Nevim. Rosheo b'shoichad yishpoitu, yeah, the Shoiftim, the Dayanim, the Sanhedrin, the Roshei Ha'om. So the time on them was b'shoichad yishpoitu. They took shoichad, they took bribery, and that's how they conducted their Dinitoiris, yeah. V'koyhaneo b'michir yoyu. What does yoyu mean? Koyhaneo yoyu paskin, and what does that have to do with koyhanim? It's not talking about the avoda. So it's, we find by koyhanim that part of the tafkid of a koyin is to paskin. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Right? Yoivu mishpotecho liYakov. It says in general, Yoivu mishpotecho liYakov is uvas chol Yisrael. Right? Yoivu. So that's Yoivu. Koyanu b'michir Yoivu. To be Yoivu hayro. That's part of the tafkid of Koyanim. So in that kufon by Svishon, the Koyanim would charge you michir. They would charge you money for paskining. Yeah. Unevi'eho. Bakesef yiksaimu, the Nevim, which their job is to give you nevuah, to tell you what's going to happen, so they charge you money for it. Now, Kipshuta, you could say, the tain is just that they're charging money for something that they're not supposed to charge. They're supposed to provide the service for free. But Lemaisa, the Mefarshim say in the Navi, that it's more than that. The problem was that because they charged money for all these three things, you see, also the Shaychad, yeah, they charged money they took bribery for the Nentayra, they charged you money for the Psak, they charged you money for the Nevuah. So what did this cause? This caused that the Dintayra wasn't a Dintayra, and the Psak wasn't a Psak, and the Nevuah wasn't a Nevuah. It's not only about the Hechitim, so the way it happened. But the Pshat is, when you do a Dintayra, Alidei Sheikha, Alidei Bribery, a Sheikha Yavir, so it won't be Dinemis. Yeah, in other words, they were Fakrum the Psak, because for whoever paid them more, for the bribery. So to Koyanel b'michilya, you wanted a psak of your liking, that's gonna serve you. Pay the right price, you're gonna get the right psak that you want. You want to have a heter from the Koyan, he's gonna give you a heter. Buy the heter, buy it out. Unevi'ah b'kesef iksaimu, dizel bezach. They gave you nevuah sheker. They told you whatever you want to hear. Yeah, you pay them, and that's Nevi'ah Sheker. They talk about a certain koyach hatuma for. But Kopanim, this is it's all Sheker. It all ended up Sheker. The Psak wasn't a Psak, and Din wasn't a Din, and the Nevu wasn't a Nevu. So this is the tain on them. And then the puzzle goes on and says, Ve'al Hashem Yishanu. Yeah, you see, because the Gemara said before, Rishayim Hayu Al Shetalu Bitchayinu Bekadosh Baruch Hu. So what the Talu Bitchayinu Bekadosh Baruch Hu? So the pasuk says, Ve'al Hashem Yishanu Leimer. They were saying Mechan Hashem. They were relying on Hashem. Haloi Hashem Bekirbeinu. They were saying, Loi Savoy Oleinu Ra. The Shechina is with us, so nothing's going to happen to us. In other words, they were aware that they were doing wrong things, but they felt confidence that nothing bad is going to happen to them. There won't be a Chubin. Why? Because the Shechina is with us, so how could something happen to us? You hear the irony. This is taka something. Yeah, the Mefarshim Shtel Tzu. We find Lamash, let's say, the Mefarshim on the Navi there, the Radak, I think, Shtel Tzu. It says there's a pasuk in Yirmiyo, I think. It says that in the Tkufa, the Baishvishim, they were saying, they were doing Avodah Zarah, and at the same time, they were saying, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem. It says it three times. The Ainu, that they're saying, this is Beis Hashem, nothing can happen to it. It's the house of Hashem. How could the enemy destroy it? How could they overpower it? It's Hashem. In other words, they felt they have a guarantee because whoever's going to fight them now is fighting Hashem. They thought the Shechina is here to stay. Yeah, once the Shechina came down to be shown to be something. This is Beis Hashem. Yeah, it's Mokim Menucha V'Nachla L'Olam. And Imelo, the guy can't destroy it now because it's Beis Hashem. Who could win over Hashem? Yeah. So Imelo, who could win over us? We have the Beis Hashem with us. We have the Shechina being shay with us in Klai Yisrael. Yeah, Hashaychin itam b'seich tumaisim. So no one could win us over. No one could touch us. So that's the turning between them. So the Itaka had a point. It's not stam they were bali b'tochen. They were saying in the matziv. Yeah, today no one would say that because today we don't have the Hashvas Shechina with us. We don't have the Beis Hashem. But in their matzim, in their madrego, they taka had the Shechina with them. They taka had the Beis Hashem. So they said, who could destroy the Beis Hamikdash? It's Beis Hashem. Someone could destroy Hashem's house. Who can destroy us? We have the Shechina with us. Yeah, we're Am Hashem. We have the Shechina with us. Someone could fight Hashem's people. Hashem is with us. You can't fight Hashem. So that gave them confidence to do Aveiros. Could they say we can do whatever we want and nothing's going to happen to us because no one could touch us because Hashem is with us. This was the irony. Lefikach hevi aleim Hakadosh Baruch Hu gimel gzeivos keneged gimel averus shebiyadom. Shenema lochin biglalchem tzio in sodet tichoresh v'Yerushalayim iin tihye v'har habayis lebamos yo'ar. So there's different parts of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash that got destroyed. Yeah, the tzio in Yerushalayim turned into to a paved field. Yerushalayim ENT, Yerushalayim turned into piles of destroyed buildings, remains. V'har habayis lebamos yo'ar. Also, the Mefarshim say bam is like piles that just grew trees, like became like a wild forest. So, the Marsha points out in the Gemara on Shabbos, where it's brought down. that yeah, in our Gemara here, in Yuma, it sounds like this is still negated to the Gimel Averis that we were talking about before, right? What's the Gimel Averis here? Can I get Gimel Averis Shebi Yadam? In the context of the Gemara here, it sounds like we're talking about Avidizava Gilaraz and Shvichus Damim, right? That's the Gimel Averis that we before the Gemara accused the Bais Rishon for. So now we're saying, Mida can I get me that it was Gimel Gzeiris. Tzia inside the Techavish is one, Yushlaimi in T is two, Ve'abai is the Bama Siyah is three, and that's all can I get the Gimel Averis, right? Of Gimel Averis Chamuris. Mm-hmm. However, Rashi and Shabbos, yeah, Rashi and Shabbos is Mavur, that that's not the Pshat. Rashi and Shabbos, yeah. The Pshat is that this is talking about the Gimel Averis that we just mentioned now in the same Pasuk. In the Pasuk we were dashing before. The Hainu, it's talking about different Gimel Averis. It's not the same Gimel Averis as the beginning of the Sugya. It's talking about the Gimel Averis that we just had in this Pasuk. Roshea b'shoichad yishpoitu is one, v'koyaneo b'michiv yoyu is two, neviyeo b'kesev yiksoim is three. The Aveir of the Dayanim and the Nevi'im and the Koyhanim, yeah, that's the Gimel Averis that we're talking about here. And Keneged, these Gimel Averis, which is also in Bais Rishon, but it's different, it's not the same Gimel Averis of before. And Keneged, these Gimel Averis, so Mida Keneged Mida, there was Gimel Gzeiris of these Gimel Gzeiris of the Chubin. Now, What's the shaykhis of these? How is it a midah keneged midah? Gimel Xavis keneged Gimel Aveiris. So the Achrayim say, because really the Yubyank of Emdin, Yavis, really these three things, the Koyhanim, the Nevim, and the Sanhedrin, all have to do with the Mokim HaMikdash Taka. Yeah, we know that the Koyhanim, obviously, yeah, the Koyhanim, the Koyach of the Koyhanim is coming from the Avodah, is coming from being Mishoris in the Beis HaMikdash. So even the Koyach in Hayra, yeah, but it's the Kedushas, the whole Kedushas Kohen has to do with the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And he also, Shofer. What? 1 second. What? Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, like, he is Shofer on Shabbos in the Mikdash.
Yeah.
They blew even on Shabbos because they had the Bezdin there.
Yeah, so no, that's the Koyhanim we're talking about at this point.
Saying, I'm saying Sanhedrin.
Oh, and what about Sanhedrin? Zokter Kimitzirin Peter Toywood, Vashem Yerushalayim. That's a Gemara Brachas. It says that only there you could do the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Sanhedrin has the. And we know Sanhedrin is in Lishkas HaGozis, right? So yeah, you mentioned the Kesef. Yeah, it's the Mokim Sheish Bebezdin, right? Yerushalayim. So you see, there's also Shaykhs of Sanhedrin. Yeah, it's Dafkin Lishkas HaGozis. The Ramban and Chumash adds that the Koyach of Sanhedrin to be Mechavim Emes Lamitah Shel Toivo is coming mitzad that they have they are being in the Mokim Shechina, so they have a special Siyata Dishmaya. They have the Hashpa from the Shechina to get to be Mechavim Emes. The Ramban says that's the Pshat. When it says the famous Sefri Afil, that you have to listen to the Sanhedrin Afil al Yamin Shu Smoil. Even if it's clear to you that they're wrong, you have to listen to them. Dr. What's the pshat in this? So he has two mahalchim about it. One of the mahalchim, he says, even if you're sure they're wrong, it's obviously that you're wrong and not them. Why? Because they are sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, the Lishkas HaGozis, the Sanhedrin. So they have the Shechina right there that is being Messiah, them special Siyata Dishmaya to be Mechavin Lamita Shel Toivo. So that staka has to do with the Etzem Koyach of Sanhedrin, and the staka we find is even Afkiminus Lidino. It says Lamoshul Sanhedrin that is already not in the being koyim in the Beis Hamikdash, so they don't have a koyach to be dan din in nefashis. Taka that is mamish the koyach atoyu of Sanhedrin is coming mikoyach the Beis Hamikdash that they are in the Mokim Hamikdash. So that's the shayches to that. The Rosh Hashanah Yishpoitu, that's the Sanhedrin, and the Nevi'im also. The Nevi'im obviously. Yeah, you have to know it's exactly Shtim's the Lashon here, the Yaivis, but he's not saying it exactly. I'm just saying along those lines of the Yavits, yeah, so, but a little bit different. Yeah, so we're saying the Koyhanim obviously connected to Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin also connected to Beis HaMikdash, and the Nevim also, we find the Nevuah also, the Koyach of the Nevuah is coming from the Beis HaMikdash. We find, yeah, already the Nevuah Smaisha was Mibein HaKruvim, right? Oil Maid was coming from the Beis HaMikdash. And we find Mishachav Beis HaMikdash, but yeah, we have the Gemara later that the was bottled the Nevuah, the Beis Rishon, the Iker Ashchino, yeah, so there was bottled the Nevuah. By Shmuel Anavi, we find his Nevuah was coming from the Kodesh HaKodashim, we heard the Nevuah. So the Nevuah also, we know that it's coming from the Beis HaMikdash. So all these three Gzeirois that are mentioned here, about the different Chubanis, the Chuban of Tzion and Yerushalayim and Har HaBayis, Taka all have to do with these three things, with the Sanhedrin, the Nevuah, and the Koyach HaToy of the Koyanim, which are all a result of the of having a Beis HaMikdash, having Yerushalayim Bebinyano, and once it's destroyed, so the Taka, they lose their Koyach, yeah? So they're not Roy Lekach anymore, because they were misusing the power, yeah? The Nevi'im, the Koyanim, the Sanhedrin, all of them were abusing the it was abuse of power. They were giving a wrong psak and a wrong din Torah and a wrong nevuah for money. So they don't deserve the nevuah. They don't deserve the koyach psak. They don't deserve the koyach of Sanhedrin. So how was it taken away from them? Because there was a churban. There was all the churbanis of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim and in Har Habayis. In Mela, they lost their powers altogether. They were out. Itako might be in specifics. You could say Efsher. You know, the Har HaBayis is the Mokum of Sanhedrin. The Lishkas HaGozis was Pesuach L'Choy that you could sit there. So it was Taka Har HaBayis, not Mamish didn't have Kedushas HaZorah. Mm-hmm. So that's the Har HaBayis, the Chuvin of the Har HaBayis, after that's the Keneged, the Lishkas HaGodis of the Sanhedrin. And then you have the Yerushalayim in Tihyeh. Yeah, so that might have to do with the Sanhedrin, we said, it's the Har HaBayis. Yeah. So and Tzion, so the Techrash, that could be the Beis Hamikdash itself that has to do with the Koyanim. Yerushalayim in Tiyeh could be Yerushalayim in Ganson. That's the Kimitzion takes a third Vashem Yerushalayim. The Koyach HaToyah. Okay. Yesh. Lefavu lekan ulekan. But Kobani, that's the parallel in general here between the Gimel Gzeiros and the Gimel Averis. I just wanted to add a nekuda here in Pshat. You see, the Lashon HaGemara here is. What's the lefikach going on? We just said, after we described the Averis, we said, even though they did all these Averis, the three Averis, but they were totally between them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that nothing's going to happen to them, right? Now it sounds like, let's put it this way, having the Gimel Gzeiros connected to the Gimel Averis, Mido connected Mido, Lichur has nothing to do with the fact that they had bitochen. Even if they wouldn't have bitochen, it's done. They did these three averis, so can I get these three averis? They got the three xeris, as we explained, the kasher between the two, right? Between the two things, the xeris and the averis, right?
Yeah.
How does the bitochen come in here? It's not stam we're mentioning bedech agav. Itaka says in Tosan Tezach that they had bitochen. It sounds like in the context of the sugi here that the lefikach is coming after the bitochen. They did these three averis, and still they had bitochen, nothing is going to happen to them. And about that, the Gemara was saying, Lefikach, Hevi Alem Kodesh Baruch Hu, Gimel Gzeiros, Gimel Averis. The Lefikach is going on the bitochen. What's the connection? That's who the Lefikach. When that's what I'm saying, they did averis, and they did me to connect me that they got the Oynish. There's a Lefikach here. What's the Lefikach? Lefikach, they didn't stop do the averis, but they had bitochen, nothing is going to happen to them. Yeah, Hashem Bekir Beinu, Leisav Alinu Rol, Efika, Hevi Alem Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the Shaykh? What if they wouldn't have Bitochen? How does the Bitochen make it worse to get this Einish? They did the Averis, and Mido connected Mido. They got three Xeris connected, the three Averis. How does the Bitochen come in? Why is this a Lefika of the Bitochen? Why is this a result of the Bitochen? You're the Hava. You have to understand, what is the Gemara doing? The Gemara is making a point here. Vice is something to do with the fact that Tolu Bitchon HaMikdash Baruch Hu. So I think the Pshat is, I think it's Emes.
Yeah.
I think the point the Gemara is making here is like this. What was their Bitochen? They knew they were doing wrong. They knew they were taking Shaykhah, they had to send the Zavis. So why would they have confidence nothing's going to happen to them? They believed in Tzchav Einish. So the Gemara said, yeah, the Pasuk explained, because they said, Halei Hashem Bekir Beinu, we have the Shechina with us, we have Beis Hashem, so nothing could happen with us. We're untouchable, nothing could happen to us. How could the enemy destroy the Beis Hashem? How could the enemy fight us? We have the Shechina with us. Zog de Gimara, Lefikach, Hevi Alem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gimel Gzeiros, Keneged Gimel Averis Shebiyodam. Dainu, the point is not just that there's a connection between these Gzeiros and the Averis, Mito Keneged Mito, that's obvious, but the Lefikach is, that the way, because they had the bitachon, they felt nothing is going to happen to us, because we have the Beis HaMikdash, because we have the Shechinah. So Hashem said, you know what? You know what? You won't have the Shechinah anymore. There's going to be a Churban. You won't have the Beis Hashem anymore. You won't have Haloi Hashem Bekirbeinu. And in Meila, you'll be punished. So these are not Stam Oinshim for the Averis, for these Averis. This is taking away what gave him the confidence to do the Averis in the first place and think that nothing's going to happen. So this was Be'etzim Ke'ilu, the taking away their Shmira. You feel safe, you can do whatever you want, and you have the Shechina with you, okay, so you won't have the Shechina anymore. You think you have the Beis HaMikdash, nothing's going to happen, so you won't have the Beis HaMikdash. And now we'll see. You think you have the guarantee, because the Shechina is with you, it's going to stay here forever, it's going to be taken away. So the whole Churban that is described, your Tzion and Tzadet Techrash, is because it's taking away the Beis HaMikdash, so they won't have anymore this confidence. Okay, we're almost finished. Frag the Gemara, U'mikdash Rishon, I have a Bisina Shechina. Hainu said by Mikdash Rishon, the reason for the Churban was Gimel Averis Chamuris. By Mikdash Shein, it was Sinas Chinam. Frag the Gemara, we find that also in Mikdash Rishon there was Sinas Chinam, not only in Mikdash Shein. Now, before we see the Psukim the Gemara is bringing about it, Lichuva, this Kasha needs a Hesber. Who told the Gemara, yeah, when did we say that in Mikdash Rishon there was no Sinas Chinam? All we said was that in Mikdash Rishon there was better reasons. Yeah, there was Gimel Averis. So if you have Gimel Averis, you don't have to come on to Sinas Chinam. By Mikdash Sheni, we didn't find any apparent Averis, because like the Gemara says, Lichura, they were tzaddikim, they were oiskim b'tayv mitzvahs gminus chasadim. So al kachoch, it was because of Sinas Chinam, and he made it. From that we learn that Sinas Chinam is as chomer as the Gimel Averis. That's a chiddush that we see in Bais Sheni. But in Bais Rishon, we don't have to come on to it. You could say that it was the Gimel Averis. In a Chinami, maybe there was also Sinas Chinam. Where did we say that there wasn't? So, could be the Pshat Negimos Kasha is like this. The whole Raya to say that the Gimel brought down before, Lelamedcho, the Gimel said, yeah, that we learn from here, Sheshkula, Sinas Chinam Keneged Sholosh Averos. That's only if in Bais Rishon there was no Sinas Chinam. So in Bais Rishon the Churban was because of the Gimel Averos. And then by Bais Sheni, when there's no apparent Averis, so Al Kochach it was Sinas Chinam. So that teaches you that mitzad the Chaymer of the Aveira, Sinas Chinam is Shkula Keneged Gimel Averis. Masha'en Kain, if there was Sinas Chinam also in Bais Rishon, so you could say that both of them were Nechrav because of the Sinas Chinam. Yeah, we already know anyway that Sinas Chinam is a reason for Churban, like we find by Bais Sheni, that's all they were accused of, that's the only chisaron we found in them. So once we know that, so you could say maybe also Bais Rishon was the same reason, because as the Gemara is going to bring, we find that there was Sinas Chinam there also. Now, therefore, once we're going to say that in both of them was the same reason of Sinas Chinam, so you don't have we won't have a raya anymore that Sinas Chinam is Shkula Keneged Gimel Averis. Dehainu, that mitzad the Chaymer of the Aveira, the Chaymer Inyan, it's on the same level. You can say that it's not, yeah, Gimel Averis is more Chomer. Just the Churban by both of them was for the same reason of Sinas Chinam. The only way we have this raya is if you're putting Sinas Chinam in the same category of Gimel Averis in terms of both of them being a reason for Churban. But who said the Hainu both Gimel Averis and Sinas Chinam? But if we say that Sinas Chinam was the one reason that caused both Churbanos, so we won't have a raya anymore. about the chaymer of the aveir, of the sinas chinam klapi k'neged aveir. So that's where the Gemara was assuming, efshir, because we said this lelametcho before, that's what we're assuming, so the device is, by exclusion, there was no sinas chinam. Frank the Gemara, lichu, we found that there was. V'oksiv, yeah, kilu, vice says there was no sinas chinam, and that's why we have to say that there was, the reason was gimel aveiris. V'ek di gimel, lichu, there was sinas chinam there. Where do we find that? V'oksiv, megurei el cherev hayu esami, lochein sfoik el yorich. Yeah, it's a pasuk that is written in a very poetic way, so, what does this mean? So the Gemara is touching it up. V'amah ablozo elu bnei adam she'oichlim v'shoisim zeim ze v'doikvim ze es ze v'charavoy shebeloshoinam. So we're talking about people using their tongues as swords for shtochin each other, for hurting each other with words. The Marsha explains that Megurei is Miloshin Dira, like we find Bebeis Megurei. So that's why we're touching it up, that it's talking about Bnei Adam Sho'ichlim V'Shoisim Zeim Zeh. Dehainu, these are people that are living together in the same Dira. And Mimeila, since they are living together, so they're not on alert, the Masha says. They're not careful from each other. They trust each other. And then, people are taking advantage of this trust, so to speak, and hurting each other with words when they don't see it coming. So the Masha explains that's how the Gemara knows that we're talking here about Charav Yishebeloshoinim, because if you look in the Lashon HaPasuk, it says Cherev Stam. Maybe we're talking about a Cherev Mamish, like Shvichus Damim Ritzicha. How does the Gemara know to dash in it that it's Charav Yishebeloshoinim, that it's only stalking each other with words, with their tongues? So the Masha says, since we're talking about people that are living together, yeah, so the Megurei, so obviously, the way they are harming each other, yeah, their family or friends, the way they're harming each other is with words. We're not talking about enemies that are murdering each other. But anyway, so yeah, lochin sfeik al yorich means it's a shvek lechazak. Sfeik al yorich is like this is it's a reason for. Expression of tzar, such a matziv. Anyway, so the Gemara is asking. So this is a matziv of sinas chinam. Yeah, even within a family, within neighbors, within friends that are living together, but they're still doikvim zeze bechavav shibul shoynam. So you see the sinas chinam, and that's talking about bais rishon. So the Gemara hahi b'nesi Yisrael havoi. Dehainu in achinami. It's true that there was sinas chinam also in bais rishon. However, like we see in this pasuk, however, there it wasn't nispashit the sinas chinam in Gans Klal Yisrael. It wasn't in the Hamoin Am. It was only by the leaders, by the Nesi Yisrael. It was limited to the leadership. Where do we see that? Dichsiv, yeah, and this the Gemara is bringing our pasuk that is mamish. It's mamish the beginning of this of the pasuk that we brought down before. Yeah, it's part of the same pasuk. Ze'ak v'heilel ben Adam ki hi hoiso be'ami hi bechol nisi Yisrael. So, and then the pasuk goes on with Megurei el Cherev. It's all one pasuk. First the Gemara brought the sefer, now we bring the ratio. Zog the Gemara v'tanya ze'ak v'heilel ben Adam yochel lakoil. In the first, it sounds like it was by everyone because it says ki oiso be'ami, ki'ilu was problem with Am Yisrael in general. So that's the yochel akoil. Talmud laima he bechol nisi Yisrael. The next words are bechol nisi Yisrael. So you see that it was within Am Yisrael, but not in all Am Yisrael, but only in the Nisim, in the leadership. So Bekitzer, and about that, the pasuk goes on and says the what was the taina on them, the this sinas chinam, this charavis shibloshoinam, dekim zez. But Kapanim, Kitzer, the Gemara is saying a teretz that it's true that it was sinas chinam also by Svishon, but since then it was only limited to the leaders, it wasn't ispashit in Klai Yisrael, so vice tois, that's not a reason for a chubin. Yeah, that's not, it's not Klai Yisrael's fault that the leaders had this problem for punishing all Klai Yisrael with the chubin. So vice tois, the chubin there, was for a different reason, because of Gimel Averis. By Shaini, the Metzius was, of the Sinas Chinam, was that it was Nispashet in Gantz Klal Yisrael. So Imelo, there it was a reason for a Chubin. So now, when we have Zela Umazeh, the reason for the Chubin by Ibai Svichon is Gimel Averis, and then the reason for the Chubin by Shaini is Sinas Chinam. So from this, we could conclude that Sinas Chinam is Kulo Keneged Gimel Averis. Adka.